little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And we are back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 215. Yes, I know, I am a little bit excited because I came from Universal Studios Hollywood yesterday.
Nice.
Well, I came back early this morning, a little tired, but I woke up at, went to sleep at 1, woke up at 1, so I'm doing pretty good right now.
Nice.
I know, I haven't been there for about 10, 12 years.
That's
give or take. Nothing too spectacular, but you know, I finally get to go to Simpsons Land.
I haven't been there since I was a kid. So.
Oh, there you should go. It's not bad, dude. It's cheaper than going to D-Land.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Way cheaper. Let's see. Shoot. Well, enough of me. Well, let's get on with what I'm doing this week, guys. Well, for me, typically I've still been playing a lot of Street Fighter V, a lot of Akuma and Urien going on here. It's been a... Online matches on and off, 50-50. You win some, you lose some. But I actually did play Justin Wong, I believe it was a Tuesday or Wednesday night. And I ran into him, did a first to five, and, you know, he won, you know. Actually, not first to five, but best of five, so he actually won it 3-2. Got a hold of him in the first game. He got him in the next two. And I got him the fourth game, and then he got him in the final one. So, yeah. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of StarCraft 2 as well. I've been, you know,
nice.
Been playing people around the world, but mostly I've been playing a lot of the co-op missions. This is actually a fun variant of the multiplayer. It's actually you and somebody online you play, and then you have to complete objectives that you get on the on the screen itself. The one game I actually remember playing actually pretty well was called the Minor Evacuation. So you have to protect a ship that's been evacuating people from Amon's forces. You don't know who Amon is. Amon is the deity or the great evil of the Protoss. You know, devil. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. And, yeah, you actually get to, once you complete the game, complete the objectives, and you also get bonus objectives to actually complete. You get scores, leveling it up. And then you also get special abilities, too, as well. So you start off at level 1, and currently, right now, I'm at level 18, 19 with Raynor. Terran player.
Okay.
Just trying to go evolve from there. I'm actually trying to do the same way too with Kerrigan. Kerrigan is actually fun to play with. So, yeah, that's all this week for me, guys. Wayne, how about you, man?
Well, I've done a little bit of different things here. So I've been playing a lot of Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, Force Awakens. Also been doing a little bit of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Not really enjoying that quite as much, but I'm still going to try to get through it. Of course, more Destiny. I've done a little bit more of that this week. And I've also been playing some Halo Wars 2.
Tell us how Halo Wars 2 is.
Halo Wars 2 is very, very close to what the original Halo Wars was. It's got a lot more options in terms of how you control your movements, your troops, and so forth. And it's a lot more fluid and, of course, better graphically, graphic design and so forth. It's very well designed, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to play, but it's one that's going to take, for someone like me who's more of a first-person shooter, it's going to take me some time to get back into that kind of RTS style, gameplay style, and actually spend a lot of time to get into it before I actually really get comfortable again. But I'll get to that. I'm actually going to try to get it downloaded onto... my laptop, so I can play a little bit at work. So when I'm on break, if it'll play, I think it will, but I'm not sure. Integrated graphics aren't always
the best.
No, sometimes they're not your friend. But yeah, other than that, that's basically what I've been playing this week. Yeah.
Whew. What else have you been playing, man?
That's it, really.
Really? Disappointment, man. I thought you'd be playing a little more. Well, you showed me a picture of your laptop. You did a little upgrade to it. What'd you do with it, man?
Well, it's a Dell 13-inch laptop. with a it's a convertible, so it flips into a laptop. You know, not detachable, but
okay.
Folds flat for a laptop for a tablet design. I upgraded the solid state drive from a 128 gig, which it came with, to the Samsung 850 Pro 1 terabyte solid state drive, which is a huge jump in right there.
Yep.
Performance is pretty close to the same, a little bit better. And then I went from 4 gigs of RAM to 16 gigs of RAM. It's actually a little bit higher clock speed of RAM too, so it's a little bit nicer there. Although I think it's actually clocking down to the same speed, but that's fine. So that was a Corsair Vengeance RAM too, so I'm really good with that. It's a Core i5 laptop.
Not bad. Core i5s, right?
Intel 520 graphics, which is designed to handle most things that are out there. It's a 6th gen i5, so...
How's your laptop running now?
It's smooth. I love it.
A whole lot more smooth than it was?
About the same, but I mean, I haven't really gotten into any high-end performance yet.
It's a little smooth. So for you guys, before we get on to main news, I just want to let you guys know that this week AMD has released their... Well, not really released, but...
not yet released.
Opened a... What do you call that? A reservations...
Yeah.
For their Ryzen... Yeah, Ryzen... Core processor. Well, it is an 8-core that can outdo the $1,000 Intel processors, in my opinion, yeah. Which is awesome. Which is a fraction of the less, probably what?
From what we're
seeing. $450 to $500 tops?
Yeah, so what we're seeing on these guys, they start as around $300 for the chips.
Yep.
Base. And what we're seeing, they're definitely giving Intel a big run for their money. It's going to be a huge competition for Intel. Intel's going to have to step up their game. Granted, we've only seen a little bit of results so far.
Yep.
The new 1800X, I believe it was, actually now holds the world record for Cinebench.
What?
Yeah. I looked at it almost a week ago, but I want to say it was something along the lines of...
1800X.
Reaching over 5.8 gigahertz per core. I mean, it was just like, wow. So, yeah, it's definitely looking pretty sweet there. I may be wrong on that, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it is the $500 Ryzen 7 1800X. It beats out the $1,700 i7 6950X.
Yeah, so over the next few weeks, the new Ryzen chips are going to come out. We've also got another press conference thing going on with AMD about the graphics side with Vega, which is what I'm looking forward to because I've already got a machine that I'm in progress of building or getting parts
for. He is. He's slowly buying parts. He's actually not buying Transformers figures this time, folks. Well
I'm getting those too, but you know.
Ta-da.
Yeah, I got six shot the other day, so.
Woo! I saw that.
And I also got from Beast Machines. I actually got coming in from auction, still mint and sealed box, new in box, Tankar.
Good shit, man.
So, pretty cool.
All right. So you said they're doing a little announcement.
I think
probably Q and A's with the new graphics card.
I think it's actually on Tuesday. We're gonna get more information on the graphics side of things.
So it'll be 2 days from now.
Of course, there's no official word on what all is gonna be talked about, but the word is that. We're going to be hearing about Vega, and then we're going to get more information on Ryzen, and then the launch of Ryzen is coming up early next month.
Yeah, and also Asus already has a motherboard for it, too, already.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't checked it out, Asus motherboard. Look it up online. They actually do have it.
Yeah.
I actually, maybe, you know, a couple of years, I'll definitely do a new solid PC rig.
It's a good time to start looking into investing in a good machine because we've got some great hardware coming out in the pipelines over this year.
So. If you guys are on a budget and you want performance, AMD's the way to go. I've been telling people that for years and no one believes me until now. So,
yep.
I know. AMD's the way to go. All right. Yeah. So let's get on with the news this week, Wayne. So what do we got here, man?
Well, first thing we've got up is Mass Effect Andromeda. We do know it's going to have a day one patch. Not a big fan of those.
that's typical of any game now.
But it happens, you know. It's especially in the digital world, they want to make sure things are good right off the bat and, you know, different things of that nature. we do know that the file size is...
On the PS4 and the Xbox One.
We're going to be looking between 45 to 60 gigabytes. So, that's about normal, actually, for a quality game.
And the PC, the file size is apparently roughly around 55 gigabytes.
Yeah. So, and this is going to launch on March 21st on all platforms. As you all know from our experiences with Mass Effect 3, we're on the fence.
this nutbag right here, I've never seen him rage before. If you guys want to go back to our end of the year best games, worst games of 2013.
Something like that.
It was our old buddy Georgia was here, and him and I were actually shocked when Wayne over here actually raged on Mass Effect 3. So
yeah. So I'm hearing some good things about Andromeda so far, but
we're still on the fence.
We're on the fence.
Big time on the fence. So Wayne, the other game that you played.
Yeah, so Halo Wars 2, which launched last week. Of course, it's Xbox Play Anywhere, PC, and Xbox One. We are going to be getting some DLC coming. I believe it's later this coming week with a new patch. Let's see if I can get the information for you here again. Right. The DLC, basically, players can look forward to new content roughly every third Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
Starting in March, we get a new leader, Kinsano. More leaders, units, campaign missions are all headed to Halo Wars 2 in the coming months. As far as the patch, which is for Xbox One and Windows 10, next week it's going to include a significant number of fixes and improvements. Of course, patch notes are not available just yet. They're working on investigations to continue into online connectivity issues, latencies, performance, you know, all these things that are pretty important when you're playing against other players. It also mentioned, they did mention that there was also a hot fix for an XP exploit where players in one-on-one games could destroy their base at the start of a match to earn 600 XP. So, they're working on a lot of different things behind the scenes, trying to make it a better, more improved game for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep an eye out for that. Definitely a game worth picking up, though, if you haven't picked it up.
Cool. Alrighty, guys. So, Xbox Achievement gets a new update today. And hear what it does. So, pretty much Microsoft continues to add features to the new Xbox One. The newest is pretty much the quote-unquote decimal level precision for achievements, which means Xbox Live will now tell you down to a decimal point of what percentage of gamers have unlocked any given achievements. That's pretty awesome. He's probably going to be top one right here.
Well, for some of them.
You son of a... There is images online and, you know, of what it looks like, courtesy of the Xbox engineers boss, Mike Ybarra, pretty much on the Twitter feed. He sent a tweet out about a couple of days ago, so the update that's ads should be out right about now, so...
Yeah, it's live.
Yep. Yeah, so this should be pretty cool. Yeah, and also, in other news, Microsoft has also confirmed that its Xbox briefing at E3 is moving from its usual Monday morning slot to Sunday afternoon this year. So this is kind of breaking tradition here for them. Hopefully, we'll get some news from about Project Scorpio, which is due out this holiday, as well as State of Decay 2. So. Yep. We'll let you guys know more.
I'm sure we're going to get news about Halo 6 and other things too, so expect a lot.
Indeed. Wayne?
So, for those of you looking at picking up the Nintendo Switch, it looks like there will be no virtual console at launch. So, we're just a few weeks away. Yeah, just a few weeks away now from launch. And Nintendo's basically made it available that virtual console will be available later, but not during launch.
But not this time, yeah.
It's also not going to have any video streaming services like Netflix or YouTube at launch, so...
Yeah, of course, it's a typical work in progress.
Yeah, it's normal for these things, so...
Don't get down, okay. So, Guys, Games for Gold, March.
Ooh.
Yep. So, Xbox One, Layers of Fear from March 31st. From March 1st to the 31st, which is the whole entire month, and also Evolve from March 16th to April 15th. And for the Xbox 360, for you gold members, you guys will get Borderlands 2 from the 1st of March to the 15th, and Heavy Weapon from 16th to the 31st. So if you guys have them, pick them up. Actually, Borderlands 2 is actually a great game if you guys haven't played all the Borderlands games, 1 and 2. So.
Yeah, it's interesting to see Evolve on there. I've actually got that still in the package in the house, so...
Really?
Yeah, I just never got around to getting it set up, so hey, I won't have to worry about pulling out of the package.
There you go.
I should go trade it in before it launches on free.
Alrighty, so this is a sad week for us, guys.
Yeah. So, Alan Stone, who was co-founder of Nintendo of America, has passed away at age 71. He was very instrumental in getting us, you know, some of the coin-operated games such as Donkey Kong, Radarscope, and other games coming to the U.S. Yeah, unfortunately, he did have a disease that took him, but he was somebody who maintained a dignity and humor throughout his
affairs. Right, yeah.
So
pretty much. After his time with Nintendo, Stone moved to, I believe, a Sega Genesis, correct, Wayne?
Yep.
He served as, I believe, president and CEO of the company's arcade division, which is pretty cool. So, Sega Enterprises. Yeah. Most recently, Stone was a member of the board of directors at...
Nanotech.
Media. Yep. So, our condolences to go out to him and his family, so...
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all the news for you guys this week, and I just want to let you guys know that we're about 4 weeks away from WonderCon 2017.
Yep. End of next month. So.
Yep. So it'll be the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of April. So.
Yeah, definitely gonna try to make that myself. I know Fidel's gonna be there.
Yep.
I
believe the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. So I'll go double check the date. Definitely, I will be there. I put my my application in for press. I'll do the same way too for Comic Con. So for all you guys who wants to go to Comic Con, who's doing the blog and vlog, podcasting like we're doing over here, the press registration is now open for Comic Con. So there is a PDF you can download, fill up, and also put in your requirements, what they need. So they need, I think, before the 1st of April.
And it's not easy to get in, but it's definitely worth a try.
It's worth a try. Once you get in, you are definitely a shoo-in. So I have to do that too.
Pretty much.
Once you get in, you're a shoo-in. So
I was going to mention, we've also got Logan coming up in theaters, which I think we're all looking forward to seeing.
I did watch John Wick 2, which is awesome. If you guys love gun shooting game, what a real first-person, third-person... game turned into a movie would look like, that would be it.
Yeah, I was actually getting a laptop ready to resell the other night, and I'm sitting there waiting for downloads and so forth or drivers and stuff to come through, and I'm like, I'm bored, so I customized the background, I made the user account Logan.
Oh, nice!
Okay, I made the login screen from an old Wolverine comic where he's got his claws out.
Mm-hmm.
With his hand, come here. So he's sitting there with his claws out, saying, "Come here," kind of thing. Which is very intimidating kind of design for a login screen. The desktop background's got the classic Wolverine, blue and yellow.
Yep. If you guys don't know, this will be the last time.
It's the last time for two of our favorite X-Men.
Will actually don as an X-Men character. Sir Patrick Stewart as Professor X, and Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yeah.
But there's also news going on saying that Hugh Jackman, the only time he would stay on playing as Wolverine, if Wolverine was in the upcoming Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
And yes, he would stay. He
did. Well, yeah. I
would too.
There's a possibility that he would do that. There's also a slim possibility, but it's already been put to rest that he would be in Deadpool. It's pretty much considered a no-go for that, but still slim, I think.
But if this...
I think if Marvel could get the rights.
If Fox 20th Century
and Marvel want to get together, yeah. You know.
If 20th Century Fox wanted, you know, the deal like what Sony did with Spider-Man,
yeah,
I would say yes to it.
Yeah.
Come on, 20th Century. I know for a fact that is the last cash cow you guys will ever make. This is the last movie you ever make. Extend an olive branch.
Yeah.
Because everything else, you know, like Fantastic Four didn't do anything. The first two and the reboot never.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. Punisher, the first, the two Punisher movies, Daredevil, Elektra, nothing has worked. Sorry. The only time it works when they go back to, when they go back home, which is.
Yeah, that's
Marvel.
That's your best option for some of these characters.
The only two good Spider-Man movies I like was the first two, original first two.
Yeah. Those ones were pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know when they first brought Punisher back, not the old 90s Punisher, but
the current.
The first one with, what was his name? I can't remember, but, you know, I actually enjoyed that movie because it actually brought a good light humorness to it that was available in the comics at the time.
Yes.
So it really worked well there. And then the second one, Punisher Warzone and so forth like that, it just
garbage.
Lost everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But hey, it's back at home. You got John Bernthal
yeah.
from Shane of Walking Dead doing one hell of a good job at it.
Coming together pretty good.
Oh, that prison
and
scene.
And the preview trailer for
Iron Fist
the other day.
Amazing.
Oh,
if you guys haven't watched it, look it up. It is awesome.
I actually really like what they're doing with how his Iron Fist punch works and the way it actually completely glows through his hand. I mean, you actually see, you know, veins and cartilage and stuff.
That's what it does on the comic books. That's what it did on Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3.
Yeah.
Might as well do it live on... It just
looks really good.
It looks really good. And for all you people saying that, you know, Iron Fist has to be Asian, no. The original Iron Fist was not Asian.
No. I don't even know where that came from.
you know how people...
I know.
...making things up and, you know, being mad because Iron Fist is supposed to be Asian. Like, no, he's not. Danny Rand is a white boy from New York.
Yep, who took on the task of becoming...
the superhero version of Bruce Lee. Sorry, guys.
Basically.
Pretty much, that's what it is. Yeah. Defenders coming up, too, as well.
Yeah.
Not until next year. Actually, we might see a lot of it of probably something of Comic-Con this year for Defenders. Because they actually are filming it right now.
Very likely.
And I'm also saying that Disney, Star Wars, Disney, and Marvel will be coming out hitting heavy this year.
Yep. And we just found out that... Peter Mayhew is not going to be doing Chewbacca. He's passed on the mantle for Chewbacca.
Of course. Even with hip and knee surgeries, there's...
Yeah, he wasn't able to keep it up. But he's passed on to somebody who's... he really feels he's going to be able to keep the role strong.
Chewie will be legendary. Peter Mayhew will be legendary. This guy has big shoes to fill. So.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be...
even though he's still a giant walking around, but still.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So for all you people that are going to Star Wars Celebration in Orlando, Florida in, April?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's up. I really wish I could make it this year, but I do have plans of attending elsewhere. If they do come back next year in Los Angeles, I will attend, or the year after if they do, so.
Yeah, we'll do what we can to try to get there, but it's difficult sometimes.
For him. Because he doesn't drive past like 30 miles away from San Diego, so.
Yeah. I don't like to drive.
I don't like having passengers on my car, too. You're out of luck. All right, guys. So, again, watch us on our Facebook. Make sure to like us, share us, and also look at our main website. We do have a lot of articles going up. Also, this podcast going up, too, as well. And back again to our Facebook. Like us, share us, and also, hey, make sure to say hi to us. The guys from the Midwest, Mimi and the gang, are going to be at MTech. I'm going to be at WonderCon. Wayne is still a questionable doubt from there. Other than that, the only thing we got to look forward to is Comic-Con here in the West Coast. So, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I know. Again, anywho, we are TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go, Wayne. There we are! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.